Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, the 12th of September, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had a reason to be optimistic during his nightly address as Ukraine marks the 200th day since Russia invaded. The Ukrainian army pushed Russian troops out of more than 20 towns over the weekend in the Kharkiv and Donetsk oblasts, according to reports from the Ukrainian general staff. In his nightly video address on Sunday, President Zelensky said the world admired the attitude of the Ukrainian army, while Russian troops were hurriedly leaving their positions and fleeing deep into the occupied territories or to Russia. President Andrzej Duda and his wife Agata Kornhauser-Duda plan to attend Queen Elizabeth II's funeral next week in London, despite prior plans to attend the UN General Assembly. During an interview on Polsat TV yesterday evening, one official promised the presidential couple would be at the funeral, even if it requires reassembling their visit at the UN General Assembly next week. Buckingham Palace announced on Saturday that the funeral of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II would be held at Westminster Abbey in London on Monday, September 19th. At 11 a.m. local time. The Polish Radio Orchestra in Warsaw inaugurated its 2022-2023 season on Sunday with a concert commemorating the victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks in New York. The concert opened with a special performance of the September Symphony by Polish composer Wojciech Kilar, a piece composed in 2003 as Kilar's personal tribute to the American people. The concert finished with a performance of Czech composer Antonín Dvořák's Ninth Symphony, From the New World, which was written by Dvořák during his tenure as the director of the National Conservatory of Music of America in the late 19th century. The 9/11 terrorist attacks remain the bloodiest act of terror on U.S. soil, resulting in the deaths of 2,996 people, including six Poles. The debut feature film of Polish director Damian Kocur was recently awarded the Horizon Special Jury Prize at the prestigious 79th International Film Festival in Venice. The film, entitled Bread and Salt, is inspired by true events and features a cast of non-professional actors. The plot centers around Tymek, a successful pianist and music student. He returns home to his small town on vacation, where he witnesses the growing conflict between the immigrant workers at a local kebab shop and his brother's friends from the neighborhood. Bread and Salt is one of 20 features competing for awards at the Polish Film Festival, which opens today in Gdynia. More information on the film festival can be found online at festivalgdynia.pl. And the Polish men's volleyball team took second place in the 2022 5B Volleyball Men's World Championships last night in Katowice after losing to Italy 3-1 in the finals. Despite losing the first set 25-22, the Italians came back with a vengeance, winning the next three sets to take home the top prize. Earlier on Sunday, the Brazilian men's team beat co-host Slovenia 3-1 to finish third. The Polish men's basketball team will advance beyond the round of 16 after beating Ukraine 94-86 yesterday in the FIBA Men's EuroBasket 2022 tournament in Berlin. The Poles will next face off against Slovenia on Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. for a chance to advance beyond the quarterfinals. The EuroBasket 2022 tournament is set to wrap up next Sunday, September 18th.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny and cool with very little chance of rain and a gentle breeze coming in from the north. Temperatures will peak around a high of 18 degrees centigrade or 64 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a chilly overnight low of 8 degrees centigrade or 47 degrees Fahrenheit. Clouds are expected to roll in overnight with a chance for rain tomorrow afternoon and evening. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.